Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Thousand Splendid Sons by Haled Hosseini. Read by Atossa Leone.
Part 1. Mariam was 5 years old the first time she heard the word harami. It happened on a Thursday. It must have, because Mariam remembered that she had been restless and preoccupied that day, the way she was only on Thursdays, the day when Jalil visited her at the Kulba. To pass the time until the moment that she would see him at last, crossing the knee-high grass in the clearing and waving, Mariam had climbed a chair and taken down her mother's Chinese tea set. The tea set was the sole relic that Mariam's mother, Nana, had of her own mother, who had died when Nana was 2. Nana cherished each blue and white porcelain piece, the graceful curve of the pot's spout, the hand-painted finches and chrysanthemums, the dragon on the sugar bowl, meant to ward off evil. It was this last piece that slipped from Mariam's fingers, that fell to the wooden floorboards of the kurba and shattered. When Nana saw the bowl, her face flushed red and her upper lip shivered, and her eyes, both the lazy one and the good, settled on Mariam in a flat, unblinking way. Nana looked so mad that Mariam feared the djinn would enter her mother's body again. But the djinn didn't come, not that time. Instead, Nana grabbed Mariam by the wrists, pulled her close and through gritted teeth, said, "You're a clumsy little Aromi. This is my reward for everything I've endured. An heirloom-breaking, clumsy little Aromi.